Supporters of former USF professor Samuel Arian today demanded that the U.S. government release him from their custody and then deport him. Last Friday was the scheduled release date for Al-Arian on the single count that he pled guilty to in his federal terrorism trial in 2005. On Friday night, he was moved from a federal jail in Warsaw, Virginia, to an immigration facility in Howard County, Maryland. Ramsey Killick is the civil rights coordinator for the Tampa office of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE.
We have indications from both prisons, which we have been in contact with, that his custody has recently been turned over to the Immigration and Naturalization Services. In most cases, this is indication that he's being prepared for deportation. We don't have confirmation of that, but again, these are indications that he is being prepared for deportation.
For Al-Arian's friends and family, those are the words that they would like the government to say to them 5 years after he was originally arrested on sensational charges that he was the American financier to the Middle Eastern terrorist group, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Accused of 17 specific counts of helping that group, a Tampa jury acquitted him on 8 charges and deadlocked on the remaining 9. According to friends of Al-Arian, since he was moved into the immigration facility over the weekend, he has been deprived of ice water, the Quran, access to a telephone, reading and writing materials, and regular visiting hours, all amenities he was given in federal prison. And he's on another hunger strike to protest his being summoned to testify in an unrelated case for the third time. Mel Underbaki is with Friends of Human Rights.
In all this time, he's been in solitary confinement. He hasn't seen any medical people in a week, and he's been on a hunger strike for 44 days. Today's the 44th day, and this is his third hunger strike. His previous one, he was for 60 days, and I saw him at the end of that one. He was a skeleton. So I can only, I can only imagine what he's like now. So he's getting no medical attention whatsoever.
In his original plea agreement with the U.S. government, a deal was reached that would preclude Al-Arian from testifying in any other trial. But a federal prosecutor in Virginia, Gordon Cromberg, has been trying for the past couple of years to have Al-Arian testify in an unrelated case. Last month, a federal judge said Al-Arian would be summoned to a third grand jury. That's what's led to his most current hunger strike. Donnie Alley is with the Tampa office of CARE.
CARE is requesting that action be requested, that everybody who attempts to help out Dr. Samuel Al-Arian do so and be polite and respectful. We're asking that letters be sent urging Dr. Al-Arian's release to Judge Gerald Lee of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, to Attorney General Michael Mukasey, and the congressional leaders. That's local, state, and federal.
News conferences were held on Al-Arian's latest status in New York City as well as in Tampa. Lois Price said she was a neighbor of the Al-Arians when they lived in the Tampa area.
He was acquitted on all major charges by a jury right here in this building. All of us should be alarmed that a family like this has been put through the persecution that they've been put through. This is just really, really frightening, and I just pray that it ends soon.
Last year, a documentary on Al-Arian's federal terrorism trial of 2005, USA versus Al-Arian, was released. Mel Underbaki with the First United Church of Tampa has been traveling the country in the past few months, bringing that documentary with her to screen for audiences across the U.S.
I went to California, Arizona, Texas, and we were in Fresno, California at the College Community Church. We were at a Quaker meeting in Phoenix, University of California, Irvine, and University of Texas, Austin.
And Underbaki says she's been moved by the reaction that others have felt and expressed after seeing the film, directed by Lonnie Hoverson of Norway.
And I found everybody wants the information. They're horrified when they hear about it, which encouraged me a lot because they just didn't realize the loss of civil liberties that's going on and the scale to which it's going on.
And how did you work that out? I mean, with this, in terms of like networking with people to like screen these films, how'd that work out?
Internet mostly. And I first began by calling the conference minister of different denominations, asked them for the churches most likely. Then everything since then was word of mouth. And I'm getting requests are coming in all the time to see it.